The little girl's tears were more those of shock than of pain, but that did nothing to ease the despair of her mother, who hurriedly picked her up to comfort her, promptly assisted by her zealous maid, Etain. When she had made sure that Marcello was not hurt, Octavia handed her over to the maid and, giving him a grim stare, turned her attention back to her cousin.
You shouldn't make jokes in such bad taste. You know how easily I get upset.
I only wish that it were a joke, dear cousin, said Binarius, looking embarrassed.
Despite being born several years before her, he seemed the younger of the two, as Octavia looked older than her 25 years. He enunciated his words carefully, emphasizing each syllable.
Julius Caesar, our great uncle, the dictator, was killed an hour ago, or perhaps less, in the Curia of Pompeii, while the Senate was in session. Do not you hear the cries in the street?
She felt her knees trembling again and looked around for a chair. Finding one, she grabbed its arm and, without taking eyes from her cousin, sat down and concentrated her attention on the sounds coming from outside her home on the Aventine. Yes, she could hear the echoes of shouts.
Who? Who killed him?
She asked in dismay.
I've heard a lot of names. Important names. Senators. What is certain is that there were several of them, and that the others just sat by and watched.
Tell me some.
I dare not, said Pinarius, looking confused. They seem so unlikely that I can scarcely believe it was them. And I have no wish to falsely accuse men who Caesar pardoned after the civil war, gave gifts to, or installed in the highest positions of the state.
Octavia hesitated. She was still unconvinced, although the noise from the street was growing louder by the minute, in confirmation that something serious had happened.
Maybe he's not dead. You know how it is with this kind of thing. The rumours spread and become exaggerated between one account mouth and another, she ventured. Perhaps they weren't successful.
He was stabbed by many people, cousin, said Pinarius, shaking his head sadly. And this is the only certainty.
It is said that his body lies in a pool of blood, abandoned in the atrium of the Curia, just below the statue of Pompey the Great.
If it is thus, there is no chance that he survived, and we must now look to our own survival.
Octavia flinched.
What do you mean?
As soon as she had spoken, she heard a thud that shook the wall.
Death to the supporters of the tyrant! Death to his relatives!
Shouted threats rang out in the street, startling the woman, who instinctively held out her arms to Etain, demanding the return of her still-crying child.
Do you hear them? Would they have the courage to come out into the open thus if Caesar were alive? Said Pinarius. Now all those who opposed his regime but dared not speak out for fear of reprisals will voice their discontent. And if it is true that those who killed him were his closest aides, there will be nobody left to defend the family. Nobody. We will be the first targets of the cowards Caesar kept in check with his authority. We must flee.
My mother,
murmured Octavia, unable to react as she was.
Quintus Pedius has gone to Attia. He was present among the senators at the murder. He sent a slave to warn me, and I decided to come to you myself. I knew you would not have believed a slave. Apart from his wife, we are Caesar's closest relatives, and therefore we are the most vulnerable, at least until the political situation is clear. We are the ones most at risk. Fortunately, your brother is in Illyria, so they cannot get to him.
Octavia wanted to get up from the chair into which she had sunk and run to organize the slaves, set them to preparing a carriage, and get at least as far as the family villa in Velletri to guarantee a minimum of safety. But imaginary chains held her down, relegating her to the impotence that had characterized her whole life.